I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Denuclearization is at the forefront of talks about North Korea. Yet the peace hanging in the balance is already coming at a cost. 2 weeks ago, gospel balloons sent into North Korea abruptly stopped. Eric Foley with Voice of the Martyrs Korea says,
for many years in our work, the government has said, not now. Wait. Don't do anything to bother North Korea. And now, unfortunately, the international community is kind of supporting that rationale. We've faced restrictions in the past on balloon launching that were temporary and for a time. But it's pretty clear that these restrictions are different.
Foley believes it's a dangerous time to be a Christian in either North or South Korea.
We're going to continue to do what the Lord calls us to do. We don't do it violently. We don't do it angrily. We don't do it with confrontation. But we do it knowing that we may pay a price for that.
Pray that despite regulations, that God will make himself known in Korea. And the fighting in eastern Ukraine has been ongoing for over 4 years. The unrest is affecting thousands, leaving them in dangerous living conditions. Many of the people in this region are elderly or too poor to move. However, Joel Griffith with Slava Gospel Association says the ministry is specifically reaching out in this area.
And the evangelical churches that SGA serves are continuing to go into these very dangerous regions and try to assist families.
These SGA-partnered churches are also bringing the hope and love of Christ when they visit these people. But it takes financial resources to do it. SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund is running dangerously low. Would you consider helping? We're also sharing how you can intercede with prayer. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.